The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until they came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord. Just this past week, one of our parishioners put a little bit of a riddle to me and wanted to see if I could figure it out. And he said, when I think of our church, he says, I know it's called St. Elizabeth's, but he says, when I think of it, I think of CVS. And I thought, it's a little bit odd. I mean, I know there's a CVS around the corner, and you can get all of your cough syrups and all the other things you need there. But I knew there was something else behind it. He had a little kind of like smirk on his face, and he says, "Well, you know, try to figure it out." Thought. And then it occurred to me. I said, "Is it Carlos, Vincent, and Stephen? Is that what it's about? The name of the three priests?" He's like, "Oh man, you got it." And I thought to myself, well, that was really interesting, a little quiz for me. I would have never guessed that. I was thinking at first Catholic volunteer services or other letters. But thinking of that and how appropriate it is for today's feast day, today being the Feast of the Epiphany, there's a wonderful tradition that they have in Europe, which has come to some communities here in the United States, but definitely not as widespread as it is all throughout Europe. So if we were in Germany or Spain today, we would all be taking pieces of chalk, and we'd be taking the pieces of chalk, and we'd be writing above our front door in the chalk the year 2018, right? But between the two numbers of 20 and 18, we would leave a space and we put three initials, CMB. CMB. Now I promise, if anyone knows what CMB means, I'm going to take you to Dairy Queen and buy you a Blizzard. So does anyone know? Go ahead. Casper, Melchior, and Balthazar are very good. We're going to go right after Mass. Right after Mass. Impressive. So they're the names that tradition gives of the three kings. Now, the Bible doesn't say their names, so I don't know where you got that, normally, kidding, right? It's a tradition that we have, and the Bible doesn't even say that there are necessarily three. We deduce that because they gave gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And the tradition is really interesting. It kind of came through the Middle Ages. But the idea was that they all came from the far ends of the world. So Caspar, the first, he came from Asia, and he's the one that brought the gold. Melchior came from Europe, and he's the one who brought the myrrh. And then it was Balthazar, who came from Africa, and And he was the one that brought the frankincense. So when you go back to your little nativity scenes at home, you'll be able to tell whose name is which name. So that's a tradition that they have and what it means. But there's a secondary meaning behind CMV. Now, if someone guesses this, you're going to get like a doubly large blizzard. CMV, it's a Latin phrase. Christus mansionem benedicat. Right? May Christ bless this home. So all of our European brothers and sisters are writing this above their doors, asking that Christ would bless their homes. Wonderful little traditions. And if you want to start it with your family today, get a little chalk, 2018 CMV in the middle today. Asking Christ. We do these little things as Catholics. We bless ourselves with holy water. We do all these little sacramental things. But they're things that have deeper meaning behind them. And we ask Christ to truly bless our homes. And this past week, actually, I went to bless two of the homes of our parishioners here. It's a very beautiful thing to do. But I was thinking about it a little bit more. We ask Christ to bless our homes. And we know that in prayer, it's a good thing to ask for things. We have the prayer of petition. Christ even asks us to ask for our daily bread. But when I think about asking Christ to bless my home, but, well, you know, he's already blessing my home. Christ is blessing all of us all of the time. And so it made me think a little bit deeper. And a friend of mine said this to me years ago. He said, you know, many times we think of prayer as us trying to kind of twist God's arm, right? We want something to happen, or we want to pass a test, or we want to get something. And so we pray and pray to kind of twist God's will, right, to our will. Like if you wanted to win the lottery, right? You'd be saying a lot of prayers recently and asking that it be twisted to your will. And prayer is about asking. But isn't it something deeper? Prayer is not about us trying to change God, trying to change God's mind or God's heart. Prayer is about allowing God to change us. In prayer, we're called to allow God into our minds, into our hearts. Say, Lord, I want to be a better Christian. I want to be a better person. How can you help me to expand my mind, to expand my heart? How can you do this? And we ask our Lord to bless us in that way. And I want to tie that concept of being a better, bigger Christian, so to speak, with today's first reading and second reading, and ties into the gospel as well. In the first reading, the Jewish people were waiting, the chosen people were waiting for this Messiah, and they were all excited about it. But then Isaiah kind of throws in a little bit, there. He says, well, it's about all the nations, right? And the second, the psalm is the same thing, about all of the nations. And then what we just said about the three kings, they came from afar. They didn't come from the chosen people. And so the Jewish people, God was trying to say throughout the Bible, through the prophets, expand your vision. Yes, the Messiah is to come from the chosen people. Yes, salvation is from the Jews, as the Bible says. But it's not just for you. It's truly for everyone. This love, this message is meant for the whole world. It's meant to have a universal range. And that's when Jesus the Messiah came, he came to reveal this universal message, this universal scope. And the word universal, we all know, is the Greek word katholikos, where we get the English word Catholic. To be a Catholic, as we all are today, is to truly be universal. Jesus, being a Jew himself, taking this message, was saying this message isn't just for us. It's for all human beings. And so the Catholic Church, being the universal church that we are, is to accept all people, to open our minds and our hearts to all people, because they're all children of God. So if I were to go back to CVS, right, and this gentleman, I'm going to tell him, well, it's not Carlos, Vincent, and Stephen. I mean, we're just the priest here. We're your servants. We're here to give you the sacramental service you need. We're here to love you. And Deacon Father Vincent and I were speaking the other night, how much love we felt from all of you and how much we love you in return. And it's been a beautiful journey with you these first 6 months. But it's not our church. It's our church. It's all of us that are members of St. Elizabeth's. So that's when I told Father Vincent that we're not going to steal the sign, because he and I went the other night and we were trying to, you know, take it apart, but they have it bolted down pretty strongly, so we couldn't do that. But it's not our church, it's all of our church. And I would go, my last point, I would go even a little bit further. The gifts that we receive here as Catholics in our church week after week, the gift of hearing Jesus' word and the gospel, the gift of receiving Christ in communion, it's not just meant for us. God, too, is trying to expand our minds, trying to expand our hearts, and say, don't limit your love. My mission for you is for you to go out into the entire world. And may all of us this coming week, may we be like the wise men and the wise women and give gifts. It won't be gifts of gold, frankincense, or myrrh, but gifts of joy, peace, love, forgiveness. That's my prayer for all of us today, that during this week we may really recognize the gifts we receive and share them with everyone. Proud to be Catholic. Proud to be people whose hearts and minds are open to everyone. Amen.